USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Even as fellow Democrats pressure Speaker Nancy Pelosi to send two articles of impeachment to the Senate, Pelosi says there will likely be developments coming this week.
I would be consulting with my members this week on Tuesday morning at our regular caucus meeting that we would vote to send them over, and we'll determine in our meeting when we send them over.
Pelosi spoke earlier on ABC's This Week. Pelosi also said, it's only about a fair trial. They have an oath to take a fair trial, and I think that it should be with all the witnesses and documents. And she also warned, either do that or pay a large price. But leading Republicans have already dismissed Pelosi's tactics, saying the delay would have no effect on the expected income, an acquittal by the GOP-controlled Senate. Thanks for taking the time to listen to us. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
On Face the Nation, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper stated that the United States and the world is a safer place because of the actions of President Donald Trump and the United States military.
We are safer today than we were just a few weeks ago. Why? Because we took out the world's foremost terrorist leader, Qassem Soleimani, who had the blood of hundreds of American dead service members on his hands. Secondly, we restored deterrence with Iran without any United States casualties. And third, we reassured our partners and allies in the region that we will stand up and defend our interests.
Esper also said in the interview that he believes the president that at least four embassies would have been targeted by Soleimani if the American military had not taken action immediately. A volcano south of the Philippine capital has erupted with a massive plume of ash and steam, prompting thousands of people to flee and officials to shut down Manila's airport. There have been no immediate reports of injuries, and authorities scrambled to evacuate more than 6,000 people. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Democratic presidential candidate Marianne Williamson, the spiritual guru and best-selling author, has officially ended her campaign weeks before voting begins, saying she did not want to make it tougher for a progressive to win. She also said she did not believe she would be able to gain enough support in the upcoming contest to make a difference in the race to challenge President Donald Trump. In a post on her website, Williamson said, quote, "We will not be able to garner enough votes in the election to elevate our conversation any more than it is now." Williamson has barely registered in the polls and struggled in fundraising since launching her bid for the presidency. She laid off her entire campaign staff at the end of the year, but continued to appear at campaign events in Iowa and New Hampshire. Her decision leaves 13 candidates remaining in the primary. If you're looking for a cool place to travel in the new year, you can start at our nation's capital. Washington, D.C. topped the New York Times list of the 52 places to go in 2020. The article cites several reasons D.C. beat out other parts of the world like the British Virgin Islands, Bolivia, and Greenland. For starters, there's a long list of the city's free museums. The writer also notes the growing dining scene that offers a wide range of tastes, which are full of international influences. There are also many historic theaters and concert halls. Washington, D.C. is one of only two places in the United States to be listed in the top 10. Paso Robles, California, which is known to wine lovers, ranked sixth. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.